Parshas Tetzaveh.
Parshas Tetzaveh. Benishai.
Benishai, second year. Parshas Tetzaveh Shana Shnia, the second year. So it says in the sixth parsha, Shivas Yamin Techaper al Mizbeach Vekidash Doisai. But for 7 days, what they were like inaugurating the Kohanim in this week's parsha, right? Aaron HaKohen was, you know, training his sons in. They're going through training, right? There were 7 days that they had training. They were training how to bring the karbanas and how to do all the sacrifices. So it says for seven days, to chaper al mizbeach v'kidashe. So you sanctify the mizbeach. V'haya mizbeach kodesh kadoshe. And now the mizbeach is going to be considered holy of holies. Kol hanegeah ba mizbeach. Whatever touches the mizbeach, yikdash becomes holy. What does that mean? Hizesh etasev of gomer. Then the next pasuk says hizesh etasev. Hine. Amar b'seinu zal. Chazal say. V'haya hamizbeach kodesh kadoshe. The mizbeach should be, the pasuk says, should be holy of holies. Umahi kedusha, say, what's its holiness? It should be very holy. What's its holiness? Kol hanegeah ba mizbeach yikdash. Whatever touches the mizbeach becomes holy. Meaning what? Any carbon that went on the mizbeach, even though it was unfit to be sacrificed, once it went and touched the top of the mizbeach, then you sacrifice it. That's halacha. We're going to explain. Shavei ani, I hear, bein ra'oi, bein she'ein ra'oi, whether it was fit to be sacrificed as carbon, or it was not fit, maybe it's also kosher. Tamalemra v'zeh esher tas, meaning like this. Let's say some animals were never kosher to begin with to go on the mizbeach. Right? Let's say you served of a desire with a certain animal. You served of a desire with it, right? So this fit is totally disqualified from the mizbeach, right? Then you have another type of animal, which really it was fit, like we're going to bring that soon. But let's say a person, it was originally fit, this animal, but let's say the person who slaughtered it, they had in mind a bad thought, I'm going to eat it after the time, I'm going to eat it out of the right place. So then the animal itself is a good carbon. It became disqualified. Right? So what do we say? If a carbon goes on top of the mizbeach, it stays. Now, even though it was unfit, we could bring it on the mizbeach. That's only when. That's only if it was once fit to go on the mizbeach. And if so happened, then we let it go. But if this animal was never fit, for example, it was served from a desire, so if it was never fit to be brought on the mizbeach, it's not going to be like this. If, when it came to the azara, it was fit to go on the mizbeach, right? When the animal came in, it was fit. Something else happened. Let's say the blood spilled, or let's say the blood was left overnight, or all different issues that happened inside already. Then, once you put it on top by mistake, leave it there. Leave it on top. But if it was never fit altogether, for example, when you brought it to the azara, this animal was already unfit. For example, if they already served up of a desire with this animal, then you can't leave it on the mizbeach. If you were fit and you just got messed up, then you're in. You were fit to be gone on the mizbeach. Just you got a little bit messed up in the azara. Then we can leave you on top. Once we put you on top, we can leave you there. If you were never fit for the first place when you came in, then you're disqualified. Good? Let's see inside. Shamei ani, I understand from here. Bein ra, whether it was fit from the beginning. Bein shira, ein ra, whether it was never fit to go on the mizbeach when it came into the azar. You always just leave it up there. Then the mizbeach makes it kosher. Tamul laimer, the pasuk teaches, v'zeh asher ta'aseh. That's what the next pasuk says. V'zeh asher ta'aseh, hasamuch acharav, which is right next to this pasuk, which talks about a carbon oila. So what do we learn from there? Ma oila ru'uya, just like a carbon oila is fit to go on the mizbeach, af kol ra'oi, also anything that was fit, shenir ekvar, was once fit to go on the mizbeach, v'nifsa al became pasul k'shabal azar. Could go in, for example, halon, let's say the blood, or the flesh, or the emurim were left overnight, now it's ready the next morning. Or the hayyotza, let's say you took this animal parts already out of the klayim, right? You took them out of the azara. The hatami became tame. The hanishchat v'machshev es chutz l'zmana. You slaughtered it with a thought of you're going to eat it out of the right time. Chutzlam kavu kietzven. Can this go rashi though? So that's what we're saying. When do we say that a disqualified carbon once you put it on top of this bear, we can accept it. That's only if it was once fit, and then it became pasul later. But if it was never fit to come onto the Azara altogether to be a carbon, because already someone served the Father of the Azara, then it's not going to be, you can't leave it on the Mizbeah, you can't sacrifice it. Nimtza, it's come down. Asher Atah Maitze Dover Zeb Kedushat HaMizbeah. You're taking this thing out from the Kedushat HaMizbeah. Shekara Geah BaYikdash. Inar Kol, even though the Pasuk says, whatever touches the Mizbeah is Kedush, right, that was the Pasuk. It's not really everything. And Latafka, only specifically, Misha Yer Ra'oi, an animal that was fit to go on the Mizbeah. V'nifsal became pasul. Ava Misha Lo Yer Ra'oi Klal, but an animal which was never fit at all to go on the Mizbeah. Elu pasul made karen. Rather, it's pasul from this essence, the animal itself has a problem with it. Lo Yikdash, you can't, the Mizbeah will not sanctify it. The Mizbeah won't help you and sanctify it and let you bring it on the Mizbeah. Just like this thing, you find actually the same minig, the Kedushas HaShabbos, or Kedushas HaTorah. Regarding the Shabbos and the Kedusha also, you find the same concept. That if you're out, then you can't connect to Shabbos, you can't get the Kedusha of Shabbos and HaTorah. But if you're in and you're messed up, then you could connect to Shabbos and Torah. I'm going to say soon. These two things, the Torah and Shabbos, Nois and Kedusha Atzmus LiYisrael, Yoser Mikasha Arkol Mitzvos. These two things, Torah and Shabbos, they themselves give a special level of Kedusha to Klal Yisrael more than all the other mitzvahs. V'hainu, this is HaTorah La Iskama, the Torah for those who deal with the Torah. V'HaShabbos La Shomer, Shabbos for the ones who keep Shabbos, they get a very special high level of Kedusha. More than you get from any of the other mitzvahs. V'chol echad mishtayim ila. And we see another concept. That both of these, nichlal, mi, shiva, they're incorporated from seven. They're encompassed, they have the number seven. Why? Ki ha-tayra, the tayra, he shiva svarim. The tayra is made up of seven svarim. You know that? You think it's five? K'mashudash rabbi seinu al-pasuk. They make a drasha. The pasuk of Vayhi ben Saya, who stayed here b'fnei Asmai. There's one pasuk in Bamidbar of Vayhi ben Saya Aaron when they carried Aaron. That's its own parsha. So which means you have Bereishis Shemais Vayikras 3. And in Bamidbar you have another 3. You have the first part of Bamidbar until Vayhi ben Saya. Vayhi ben Saya Aaron, that pasuk is its own parsha. That's 5. And the rest of Bamidbar is 6. Then Devarim is 7. So really, even though we call Chamishah Chumshei Torah, really, in essence, they're really considered the seven books. Because Bamidbar is considered 3. Because at the beginning until the part of Vayhi Zayah Aaron, then that Pasuk, then until the rest of the Chumash, so it's really 3. So really, the Torah is really 7. There's an aspect that's considered, you can look at it as 7 books. So we say, Vashabbos, also Torah, we see as the number 7. Shabbos also, who Yamishvi is the seventh day. Sheklu by Kol Shishim, all the 7 days, all the other 6 days are incorporated. Right? All the bracha and all those other 6 days come from Shabbos. Shehem Nizayim Imenu, they get fed from it, from the Shefa, from the influx comes down on Shabbos. That's how the next 6 days continue. That's where the bracha comes for the next 6 days. Ushtei and the two of them, nicely kedusha atzmis li Yisrael. They give a great kedusha to Klal Yisrael. Asher nishmaseihim ba'im, that their neshamas come, also miklalus shiva sviris nabinim, which are the Jewish neshamas also come from 7 spheres, spheres 7. Sheheim in chesed ala malchus, right? We know the Jewish souls come from chesed al malchus. Asher kenegdam, and opposite them is kenegi shiva yimei shavua miyam rishon ad yom shvi. There's the 7 days of the week. So we see the Jewish people have the number of 7. And Shabbos has numbers, is the 7th day in the week. And the Torah also has 7, because there's 7 books. We say so that therefore the Torah and Shabbos, which are from the number 7, are given to Klal Yisrael a very great Kedusha, because we're also the number 7. V'lachein, so too, Gam Kedusha HaMizbeach, also the Kedusha HaMizbeach, HaMechaper Al Yisrael Bilvad, that only brings atonement for Jewish people. A guy who brings a carbon, they're allowed to bring carbonus, but it's not going to atone for a guy. Right? They said the guy can bring carbonus, it's not going to bring atonement for them. Ksibbe is written, Shivas Yamim Techaper al Mizbeach, 7 days. When they were sanctifying the Mizbeach, so to speak, they were preparing the Mizbeach to be used, they also prepared it for 7 days. The Gemara Kedusha says Tia B'Shiva, that it's a complete Kedusha will be on the 7th day. And therefore, Kimoi, just like Shaham is Beah, Achar Kamar Kedusha Soi, after it finishes being as Kedusha, Kohane Gea Bayikdash, any animal that touches it become Kedush. Now this is, Afilu Karban Shinifsal Allah, Akiru Karban Shinifsal, Sha'Allah, even a carbon that was Pasal. Sha'Allah, a love that went up on it, or even a carbon that was Pasal went up on it, Kitchen is Beah, Machshir Shalahiri, the Mizbeach makes the Kedush, you don't have to take it down. So even if you have a carbon that was pasul, even if you have a carbon that was pasul, once you put it on the mizbeach, you leave it there. But we said, like we said earlier, only animal that was really a kedusha. But kena Torah. So to the Torah, afilu other rasha. Even if you have a rasha, sha'avar kol averis. He transgresses every single aver in the Torah. He made sure to do every single aver possible. Im mischarat, if he is charata, he feels bad about it. He does shuv. And he's doing tshuva, and he's doing spiders. He's doing tshuva. The icing of the Torah, and he learns. He delves into the Torah. Yechoberler, the Torah itself could bring him a kapara. You know the mizbeach. Yes, kadosh b'kedushasim shel Yisrael. Now be sanctified him with the kedusha of a Jew. The ein lecha avin shel isukam b'tayra. There's no avera that can't be fixed by learning Torah. So again, if we do a lot of avera, we did a lot of averas. We still do averas. So if we try to do tshuva. And we learned Torah, the Torah could fix up whatever we messed up when we did Avera. Just like the Mizbeach, we said the Mizbeach and the Torah and the Jewish people and the Shabbos, they're all connected. Just by the Mizbeach we see, even an animal should really disqualify from being brought up on the Mizbeach, right? But once it was brought up, it could, we leave it there, even though it was messed up, we leave it there. Just so the Torah also, even though we do Averas, if we try to do Tshuva, and then we learn Torah, this could fix up for Averas. The chenu kedushas at Torah, so too by learning Torah. Afilu am avin v'dezara k'dar enish. Either a person did the worst thing; they didn't care about Hashem. They served the v'dezara like the dar of enish, which is like a very, that was the dar like before Avraham Avinu. These served the moon and the stars, and they really meant it. They were really into it. Even if you serve v'dezara like that, the Gemara says im shavar Shabbos meichle lai v'yiskadesh. Just like we said, someone who does any avir, if they do tshuva and they learn Torah, it can fix up what they messed up. So too. Someone who did all of Eretz Torah, if they try to do tshuva and they keep Shabbos, then the Hashem forgives them for all their Averis, be Kaddish, and they become sanctified. Like Chazal saying the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufir Chasim Abbas, Al Apostolic, the Pasuk says, Shomer Shabbos Mechala. So literally means, protect the Shabbos from profaning it, keep Shabbos. And what did Chazal say in that Pasuk? If you look at the Gemara over there, looked up the Gemara yesterday, it says, Al Tikri says, don't say Meichal Alay, Ela Meichal Alay. It says, Shomer Shabbos, Meichal Alay. If you're Shomer Shabbos, Meichal Alay will forgive him. It says, Shomer Shabbos, protect Shabbos, Meichal Alay from profaning. It means, Shomer Shabbos, if you keep Shabbos, Mochel Lo, then we'll forgive him. That's what the Gemara says. It's made up of those two words. Instead of Meichal Alay, it's Mochel Lo. They'll forgive him. That's the pasuk means. That someone who keeps Shabbos, even if they did every Isser the Torah, they try to do tshuva and keep Shabbos now, the merit of Shabbos alone could fix up. Because we know, even if a person tries to do tshuva, there's two things. They're doing tshuva, right, which is stopping what I'm doing and trying to repent. Then how do I fix up all the things I messed up? Right, when we do Averus, we mess up in the upper world, we mess up a lot of stuff. So we're doing tshuva fine. So step one is I'm trying to do tshuva, I'm trying to come back and stop doing and come back to Hashem. Right? But how do I fix up all those damages I made? So especially through learning Torah and through keeping Shabbos, they could fix up, make the biggest tikkun on all the avers that I did. So like the Mizbeach, which is the Mizbeach made a kapara for us. Right? Even after you do tshuva, the tone and fixed up everything. That's why even if we don't have a Mizbeach now, keeping Shabbos and learning Torah to fix up, it brings a very big kapara for avers students. So it's good we're here trying to learn Torah. We also try to keep Shabbos.
Touch the
Mizbeach, no, it's referring to over there in the no, over there it's worse. Over there you're not allowed to touch the Mizbeach. It's referring right over there. It was for Karbanis. Over there, it was referring to Karbanis. The Karbanis touched the Mizbeach, even though they were supposed, they were disqualified, they could still go. However,
I think it's also like a similar concept in the Akdama of Shabbos in Shulchan,
in the Shulchan,
the
Shabruit.
Right.
The Akdama
talks that concept of Shabbos like a
dome. Right, yeah, it brings the same Gemara, right. It brings the Gemara from the Torah. Yeah, fine. However, Kemaisha Mizbeach, Kemaisha Mizbeach, just like the Mizbeach, in a Mekadosh as a puzzle made carbon. It can't sanctify an animal which is puzzle from the beginning. Right? Let's say a puzzle, someone started with a Zara with it, right? Then, and you brought that to the Zara. That carbon can't be kosher. It's only if it was a good carbon which was acceptable, it just got a minor problem at the end. But if you had brought a carbon that was never accepted when you brought it in from the beginning, you can't serve that. Even if it touched the top of the Mizbeach, you can't sacrifice it. Only those to isha yirai meikara. If it was fit from the beginning, v'nifsel achakach, and afterwards became pasul, then all the mizbeach will let you sanctify it and you could sacrifice it. Kain so to atara v'ashabes. Ena mekachim ela adam shu mizari yisrael. Torah and Shabbos only sanctify a person who's a Jew. Shehi yirai meikara, who really he was fit to come to the kedusha. After he became puzzled, he became puzzled through his wickedness. Let's say a person is puzzled from the beginning. The other nations. He can't become holy when he learns Torah, not with Shabbos. Not only that, they're not even allowed to keep Shabbos or learn the Torah. It's not for them. Also a guy who also keeps Shabbos, Chayim Misa. The Lord also chayim l'chol guy. So Hashem didn't do this for any other nation, like we say in davening every day. Okay, therefore, Kama v'kama tzrichim Israel, how much do the Jews need to be careful the kedusha of Shabbos, with the holiness of Shabbos, v'lishmar esek l'chasay, and to keep it like the halacha. Ki matanu zushal Shabbos l'nitza el hentak. This present of Shabbos is only given to the Jewish people, not to anybody else. The Hazar hakar of Yumas. A stranger who comes close will die. Therefore, the Jews don't have anything more precious than mitzvahs, more than Shabbos, more than Torah. And it's also equal to learning Torah. Shabbos was given to Klai Yisrael only to learn Torah. During the week we're busy, we're doing this, we're doing that. Shabbos is made to have more time to learn Torah. That's the Shabbos. Now we understand because it's the same aspect. Shabbos and Torah are the same aspect. About giving us kapara, being the most precious mitzvahs. L'chein, therefore, kol hecha the leka b'kuach nefesh, wherever there is no danger to life, asur lasas refuah, it's asur to do any refuah l'gufa adam Shabbos, to a guf of a person on Shabbos. You can't do refuah to your body. Af al pi, even though shaguf mis'anik, he has enjoyment, and enjoys it. Even though you might think, if I'm taking this medicine, I'm also enjoying it, so I'm enjoying Shabbos. If it's for a fool, it's usher, unless it's a danger to life. Saying, since Shabbos, we're saying it's so important, we don't do any halachas. Try to keep Shabbos as much as we can. And even if we're not feeling too good, try to keep Shabbos, unless it's bikuach nefesh. Now we're going to get into halachas refuah on Shabbos. So, you ready?
Vitamin C, for example, is that considered refuah or?
The Shmir Shabbos and Chasa holds it's Aser. I think Ramesh holds it's Mutter. The other person they say it's not like medicine because people pot them every day anyway, just like they take them ready. The other person that I'm not Mekel.
An Advil would be considered
a Refuah, so we're going to speak about it. Depends when you need it. We're going to speak in this next halacha when you could take an Advil on Shabbos. An Advil could consider Refuah. You're taking something for Refuah. Oh, so let's see exactly when you're allowed and when you should take it. What? That's why. Stay away from it. Misha Yishlai, let's see Allah Ha'av. Misha Yishlai Mechash Ba'amo. One who has just a little pain. Who was Chazik? You know, he's not feeling so. He's feeling a little weakness. Like a man, like a small weakness. He's not feeling 100%. Who was Chazik? But he just strengthened himself. Well, hey, look, Kabar, he walks like a healthy man. Right? He could walk like a healthy man. So then, Usher lasa shur fu afila day. You can't do anything for. If you have a little something bothering you, but you could walk fine, you could strengthen yourself, you're not like you don't have to be in bed, you're fine. So then you can't do any malach for a fool, even through a guy. However, im nechul is kol gufay, his entire body is sick. For you can't know, like a person's whole body is racked in pain. Or he has one part of his body which is a very great pain. Umistar kol gufay, now his whole body's in pain. Shahilach bachalish gadol, he's walking in great weakness. Person got a very bad migraine. He can't walk, even though it's just in his head. His whole body, he can't move, he can't walk. I mean, the person, like, they're dizzy, they can't walk straight. So, even though, you're going, he can walk. Even if the person is physically still walking around, but he's dizzy and he can't really walk, it doesn't go by if you're actually physically walking or not. Right? It goes by if someone in your situation would be red, then it would lie down in bed. So if someone in your present situation will lie down in bed, then you're allowed to take Advil. But Shari Lasser Fu Al Deikar, you could also take, let him do Fu Al Deikar, let's say you take an Advil, or take a thing, because it doesn't go by wine. Let's say a person, I'm not feeling so good on Shabbos, right? But there's a Shabbos to that. I want to sit with my family for the Shabbos to them. Technically speaking, I should be in bed, right? But I'm pushing myself to sit by the student. You're allowed to take Advil. Even if you're actually walking, if I'm not in a stage that I can stand straight, and I'm not feeling so good, I'm a regular person, and usually I would go to bed now, then you're allowed to take a Tylenol or ask a guy to do a malacha for you.
Where do we see that? He only says from a goy.
I know, I'm saying stop. That's halacha also for taking medicines also. Because he asked that question. I'm just mentioning it. Because he asked that to Adam.
He brings it down later then also? Like for a source then or not? Because right now he's just saying from a goy. I'm not saying that you could just take it.
I don't remember if he's going to speak about actually taking the medicine. But it's the same thing. I mean, if you do malacha like a goy, you can do a drop. The whole thing is the rabbana. The thing is, doing malacha through a goy is a drabbana. Taking medicines also is drabbana. There are banana makeup, taking Advil.
Brett says Advil is valid if you're very sick.
Oh, depends.
No, it could be valid.
Depends on you. It's your advice. They did with Kabbalah, they put together all the different letters. Take with Kabbalah and work on it.
And then you have the whole issue of chronic medicines such as heart conditions, asthma.
Yeah, so that's for sure.
Thyroid.
I mean, we said if it's not pikuach nefesh, if not, it's not a danger to life. If a person has things that are dangerous to life, if a person has no danger to life, they should take them. It's not a problem.
So this is really relative because some people handle things better than others.
Oh, it's true. It goes by that person. True, exactly. It's all relative to this person.
We're not talking about pikuach nefesh.
Nachon, it is pikuach nefesh, and you could do anything. You could do anything and everything. It's a mitzvah to be mechal shabbos. It's here.
Gray when it's not pikuach nefesh, but depending on the person, how much is going to be mafriya him from his shabbos.
Right. Nachon. Yes.
Oh. Pregnant women are counted as.
Oh, also, unless,
also in pain all the time. Like, let's say.
It depends. If they're really in pain all the time, that's a problem. If they're really in pain, they can take it on.
But emotionally, if they can't handle it, they need to.
If they'll be in bed, instead of if for the pain, I'm not talking about emotionally, I don't know. So that if physically, if they'll be in bed for it, if a person will be in bed, though, such pain, they will lie down in bed from it. Maybe also emotionally, they'll crawl under the covers, I don't know. Here it says that if they can't handle it because they're in pain, then they should take. Then they could do malacha through a guy. Oh, what about if someone's, let's say the joints are hurting, different things. They want to rub some oil on them. They want to rub some cream, they rub some oil. Different joints are hurting, different things are hurting. It's usher, it's not allowed, it's forbidden to anoint and soothe themselves with oils.
Musnav is
really your thighs.
But you're allowed to use oil, it's not like hands, like your hands are chapped.
Here we say you shouldn't put oil because you can't rub it in also.
Yeah, but you're allowed to drip olive oil on.
Why are you dripping olive oil on your hand? Because they're chapped?
Yeah.
Smutter? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Come here.
If you don't normally do it, you can do it. But if you put on oil every day, then you can't put oil on on Shabbos. But if you don't normally put it on, then you could put it on.
I said, since I only put a handkerchief, so
you're
put oil to the head.
It on without rubbing it in.
I don't know. I don't know. Let's speak about it. Right here, he's talking about. Right now, talking about someone's rubbing oil on their joints for medicine. Let's say on their thighs. The thighs are hurting them. Also, someone has all these different things in their head, like boils and different things on their head. Also, you're not allowed to rub oil. Also, what about someone has a toothache and they want to gargle some JMB, some whiskey? You're allowed to take some whiskey, numb your pain. It's Shabbos. You're not going to the dentist. So you're allowed to, are you allowed to drink? Take a swig, it'll help you. So it depends. If you're going to spit it out, so you showed you just drank it for a fool, you're not drinking it because you like it, then it's us. If you just gargle it around and you spit it out, then it's us. Let's see. The chayshish b'shin, if someone who is chayshish bothering him b'shin of his teeth, but who haylach kabari, he's still walking around like a healthy man. He's not in bed from the pain. He's not like he has a toothache and he can't move. He's sitting on the couch in pain. He's still walking around. So he cannot start gargling whiskey for his pain. Lo yigma sheikh, don't like yigma, means like to drink and then like gargle up. You have like to spit it out. I said, why? The kirin the pilot, since he spits it out, nimza ahler fool, comes out, he's doing it for a fool, for us, and therefore it's us. Right. It hurts him so much that he's walking weak and he's like dizzy already. Sure, then he could look my sheikh of lefla, he could drink it and spit it out. Since it's really a drink, you could do it. Now there is an etzah if you want.
Just drink it.
To drink it. If you want, if you're interested in drinking it. If you have a toothache and you want to, you'll drink the whiskey. So then it could be if you drink, you can end up drinking it. Swish, sometimes people they swish it around their mouth anyway, sometimes. Swish it around your mouth and drink it. So that could be mutter. I'm not 100% sure because before he said that even if it's a tiny, you shouldn't do it.
But that kind of like a delay though in drinking from the bracha.
It's fine. Once it's in your mouth, it's fine. You could drink it. It's in your mouth. You're allowed to. I don't think it's a power swallow. Once you put it in your mouth, it's good. You're supposed to swallow. So don't talk in between, but don't talk while all the things in your mouth is full. But afterwards, so we're saying if someone has a toothache, so if your mamish can't walk, it's again the same thing. If you can't walk, you get a dizzy walk, you can't walk, you're in pain, then you could do these things for a fool. Now, interesting. Let's say a person has like a pus pimple. It's bothering you. I don't know if these people do it. They try to squeeze out the pus. Do I want to squeeze out the pus? Misha Yishlo and Morsa. Someone has like a pus pimple. The Haina Mashikarim Lashon Arvi Talua. Yeah. Or Mashikarim Akanatsa, a different type of thing. Like a boil, it's infected. Sheyesh balecha v'dam. It has in it some pus and blood. Avalhu bari, but it's healthy. Mutter leftayach oisa. You're allowed to open it up. Kadesh teitzah halecha v'dam. If it's bothering you, then you're allowed to open it up and squeeze out the blood and the pus. Mew. Seu dalkav in a chashiv distasim achakach. You're not worried if it's going to close up afterwards. Meaning, you know, because then you're not trying to open your morsa. Meaning, once I have a ba'azr, but you're not, also one second. So when here we say like this, you're not, let's say, if you want thing to stay, you want to make an opening in your body, you want it to stay open, that's asr chavis, because you want it to stay open. Right? If you wanted to pop it, that would be asr. Because popping it is just popping the whole pus pimple, is making that it's open, it's not going to be there anymore. Right? If you want to squeeze it and just let the pus out, you're letting the pus out. You're not actually popping the whole thing.
You're just draining it.
You're draining it. So that's mutter. Because you're not really making, you opening it, it's just going to close afterwards. You're draining it, it's going to close afterwards. But if you're going to pop it, you're not letting it pop it. If you're doing something that's going to make it stay open, that's usr. But you're only allowed to drain it. So we said, or if you open it, you don't care if it's going to close back up afterwards. You open it. If it closes, it closes, that's fine. What's the question?
And this is only if it's really hurting you.
Right, if it's really hurting you, because if you're not really drawing blood away, why not drawing blood? The blood is already drawn into this pus pimple. A Shabbos now will make yourself bleed. So us to make yourself bleed. Could be tzaveya, could be iser deraisa. But over here, you're not drawing blood, the blood is already drawn. I'm just taking out what's bothering me, it's already on the surface. I'm not drawing new blood. Of course, if you're going to push more, you're not going to draw regular blood. Only in this case, you're not really drawing the blood, you're just exerting the blood that's already at the surface.
On the same question about drawing blood, for diabetics that have to take their blood sugar.
It says pekuach nefesh, but it's mutter. Pekuach nefesh. If it's a danger to life, they don't know where it is. It's dangerous. You're allowed to. Say, they don't necessarily have to do it electronically. I'm saying they don't have to do it with. They have ways to do it. Every person up there, if they really have to know where they're holding, know what's going on with them, then they're allowed to. So you're saying over here, you're not allowed to push your hand on a wound. I know lots of stuff to push it, they like to let draw blood. Like we're saying, you're not allowed to, if you have a wound, to draw blood out of that wound. You're not allowed to draw blood. But if it's already in the pus pimple, you're allowed to draw out whatever was already there. Fine. Let's say Alachavav. Next stage, we don't really do this, but beans though, keep a wound open, we don't do this. Let's say Alachavav. Let's say a person got a wound in their finger. The finger started bleeding on Shabbos. Also, at least not like to put a cloth. Don't take a cloth and put it on it because you're dyeing the cloth. Your hand, his finger is bleeding. You take a cloth and you're dyeing the cloth.
It's like a tissue is disposable.
A tissue could be with a tissue. It's not a problem with tzeved.
Is it disposable and wrong?
Because the disposal is not so much severe. We but it's about machlokes. All these things, makabelto, we're not because disposal stuff is machlokes. It's machlokes because makabelto, we're not all these types of things. But basically, probably also try not to.
If you already had a bandage open.
Oh, so a bandage is could be a little different. Oh, so here you're talking about a new shayla. That's the bandage itself. Opening the bandage is another shayla. Let's just see.
Not open. Already open.
No, he said it's already open.
Just waiting, you know.
Then also you can put it on. If it's already open your band, you can put it on. I was like you also say, disposable things aren't such a problem today. We're not afraid because you're not mocked. Today is only when you want it to be today. Right? Today on different things is not a problem today. If you throw it in the garbage, you don't want it, that thing to be dyed.
Nobody wants something stained.
Nachal, it's still, on disposable things, it's not a problem.
Is that what it is?
It's not intentional also, but even over here, you're still not supposed to do it. Even if it's unintentional, you're not supposed to do it anyway by your, if you're putting on a real bag. These days, find a tissue or a band-aid could also be mutter, but over here it's going to be a problem. So what do you do? So because you're going to beg other for sure, even a red bag is for sure usher. People think if it's red already, then it's not usher. It's more usher. To bleed it to a red bag is even more usher. Casey, so what do you do? Your finger is bleeding on Shabbos. Put it under cold water. Put it in running water. Cold water. Actually, pass it down. We'll close up the wound. And then everything is fine. Some people say you can put spider webs on it. Some people say it's usher. I guess they used to have a method to do other, put spider webs. That's our fancy band-aids. I guess put spider webs around your bleeding finger.
Train spiders to do that.
Oh. Fine. The H material there, that's fine. What about shivshuf, shayzil, gay, kayak, the lahashim, kayak, levat, lepus? Let's say, but a person want to rub them. Almost like, I'm not sure if he's referring to, could be even like a massage.
Rub what?
You want to rub the person. Now, next case. Why the shifshuf, in the middle of the end of the shifshuf rubbing sha'ais, and you do lige, because people are very tired. They're worn out. They lahashiv koichan, to return their strength, alein, ulavato, and to nullify ayipusan. Something like a massage, right? You want to rub a person and wear massage the person, they shouldn't be so tired. Now they feel like, you know, so you do it. Shikar ba'avi tambo. What is it? They say, Isoy. I don't know. It's like, Nistabko applies to Suffolk in the place of Ichash Refuah, Va'asr, a time shah. It's a shayla, is it considered Refuah, so it's Asr. Mm-hmm. Or it's pleasure, you get the guy a massage, he's enjoying it. He'll pay a lot of money, just relax. Therefore, he brings out a machalikas apaiskim. Some people say it's mutter, some say it's Asr.
So if somebody's head, like, my back is really hurting, can you massage my back on Shabbos?
That's what you say, shouldn't. That's right. So what if I can say? If I say my back is hurting, I'm having back aches and neck aches, can you massage me? So I'm telling you to do it if you're healing, that is usher. If you stop telling, yeah, give me a massage, I'm not doing it for a form, I'm just in the mood, then you can rely on the Paiskim that's smart. That's what some Paiskim say. It depends why you're doing it. For us, it's all refuah.
You need a refuah, and then someone just comes up out of nowhere and starts giving you a massage.
Pashi, you shouldn't do it then. But you know, so Pashi, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. What?
Someone suffers from called reflux. He can't enjoy his food on Shabbat. As opposed to, he should be allowed to take that medicine.
That could be a shell. It's really called the medicine, all these things. If they ask a Paisik, a lot of these aren't called, they're not necessarily called medicines, a lot of these things. It's just like,
when you take
it kavua, he keeps taking kavua. Also, these things you always take kavua because the places that don't really go into the xeris so much. Ask her up. Like I say, people always take vitamins. Some people say it's not. There's some place going to say that it's not a problem of medicines. Or people always take, this guy's always taking Advils. Could be it's not a problem for them. She asked Gepai, said, could be something you regularly take. It's more fun, easy. It's easier to find the heter. Fine. Let's see halacha ches. Mishu bari. Let's say a person is healthy, but magish kriyav b'smuchah. He feels heavy in his stomach. He has too much food in his stomach. He wants to take Pepto Bismol on Shabbos. He's feeling nauseous. He ate too much. Also, list the shemen anai. You're not allowed to drink. They say have nana oil. Shazet ain't there. Only other lishtais. Alor refuah. You only drink for refuah. Chen ain't lachol mashkor ba'ari mukum. Magnol varish if shishanu v'sham sukkar. Also, they added roses mixed, cooked in sugar. Basically, all their fancy types of Pepto Bismol used to have all their natural Pepto Bismol.
Comes, for example, we go in the same context.
That's another shot. It's also Machlekes question. It's Machlekes bad because Tom's isn't making trying to make you throw up. It's different. Ask a shayla.
Well, these are other stuff that make you throw up.
These things are trying to take things that make you throw up. They're only for a food, and they're strictly for a food. They're foods that you only take them for healing. You don't drink them regularly.
It's what language?
It's the Mucha is Hebrew. It's the Mucha is the stomach.
It's the stomach.
Yeah, for sure it's the same word.
Stomach.
Put it in your...
Put it on the list.
Oh, now you're putting it on the list. But you could drink what's called jalap, which is min melach and chametz shalnumi. Because then people drink. They had some type of drink was made out of salt with sugar. Maybe, I don't know exactly what it was. Says people also would regularly drink that. Therefore, it's mutter to drink that.
So too, like soda water and
stuff. Something you drink, yeah. So that
like it's a regular
thing
people drink. Right, you just
drink
it.
You
say you're drinking it, you're thirsty, and it helps for digestion.
Right. Fine. Let's see halacha yud. So basically, we say you're not going to take these drinks that make you throw up, make you have Pepto-Bismol, Metamucil, all these things that you don't eat on a regular basis. You don't usually eat Metamucil for lunch, so therefore you can't take it on Shabbos. Well, you only take it when you're not feeling well. You take it for a fool, obviously. Therefore, it's us. Good? Okay, what's the problem? What's the question? Everything good? Fine. Yud. Also, lyrical is called gufa. It's forbidden for a person to wash their entire body. Unless the person not feels good today, or stop. It's also for a person to wash their entire body, or most of their body in hot water. On Shabbos. Even if the hot water was already heated from before Shabbos.
Would the Dut Shemesh be considered ready before Shabbos?
Either way, even if it's still ready for before Shabbos, it's a child. That was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we have
a, that.
He said the Sephardic hold that it's okay, but Ashkenazi don't have to.
But it's, anyway, it doesn't matter. Here's irrelevant. It doesn't matter if it's ready or not. Even if it's prepared. A person is not allowed to wash their entire body, their whole body or most of their body in hot water on Shabbos. It's a kazer in the Gemara, kazer sabalanim. You're not allowed to take a full body shower, even hot water, which is already heated from before Shabbos. Even to pour the water on your body, and to rub it, aser. However, reichetz panav yadav rabim. One is allowed to wash their hands, face, and feet with hot water, as long as it's not their whole body. The chol she'ein reichetz reib gufay shav. Now this brings a big shaila for some of us that was saying over here you're not allowed to wash your whole body on Shabbos. Because the Gemara said
it's cold water.
Cold water is a big problem. It could be swimming. No swimming. Oh, here we're talking about hot water. You can't.
Right. So which means that you go and Shabbos.
Oh, because the Gemara says the gzera is a balanim. There was a gzera. There used to be these guys, the balanim, the people in charge of the bathhouses that were shaim. And they used to heat up their baths on Shabbos. They used to see people come on Shabbos. They come to my bathhouse on Shabbos, right? So I want to have good business. I want to be the hottest bathhouse in town. So I'm a friend next door. He's too religious. He doesn't realize how I get it so hot. But he used to heat it up on Shabbos. also for Matzah Shabbos sometimes people would come right away Matzah Shabbos. Even people wouldn't bathe so much on Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, we would want to take showers then. They would want to come to the bathhouse on Shabbos. And they wanted the water to be piping hot when people came Matzah Shabbos, right? They finished with Shabbos, they're sweating a whole Shabbos. They want to have a nice hot bathhouse. So they used to heat it up on Shabbos. So Chacham made Gzeira. No one's allowed to go to a hot bath on Shabbos. That's all. No one's allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos. I mean, even though you're not doing any Isser, because we're afraid the bathhouse owners would heat it up, we say you're not allowed. So Big Shabbos, what about a mikvah? What about going to a mikvah on Shabbos? Does it go into that Gzeira? So the Arpaizim will hold. That whole Gzeira was only a regular bathhouse, but not for something which was a Bar Mitzvah. It was for a Bar Mitzvah. The Gzeira was on a regular bathhouse, not on a mikvah. Chazal Gzeira was only on a bathhouse, not on a mikvah. So he was just Kedush. They never made a Isra to go into when it's hot. It has to be, it's a very big machlokes. But Hamzi Ravadi said in this case is very machmer. He holds you not allowed to go into a hot mikvah on Shabbos.
Also, a mikvah for a man is not necessarily a mitzvah.
No, it is. It's considered enough limits. So we're doing it for kedusha for tahara. It's not. We're not doing it for cleanliness. For sure, us today, we're not doing it to be clean. The point is, the whole gzeiras balan was only for. It's for sure. It's to add kedusha to take off tuma. Fine. I'm saying the point was it wasn't made for a spiritual thing. It was a regular bath. He went to get clean. That's where the gzeiras balan was. So mikvah for a spiritual thing for his ruchnis. There was no gzeiras. So Rabbi Chaya, yeah, a lot of people hold like that. Most Ashkenazim Chassidim hold like that. You're allowed to go into a burning hot mikveh even on Shabbos. But if you hold the Rav Yosef, how is he in this? He's very strict. He holds you're not allowed to go into a hot mikveh on Shabbos.
But regular and lukewarm.
From lukewarm and cold is beautiful. You could go into right, but you have to make sure not to. We spoke a few weeks. You make sure not to squeeze your hair or anything. But anyways, basically, going to the mikveh is a good idea. The highest mikveh of the week is Shabbos morning. That's the Kavach Haim says. The Medesh Chai says, fine, Shkayach. Baruch Hashem, Shkayach.
The Medesh Chai says this?
What? The Pika Bala is higher than, it's the higher level. You're getting in a higher level than Nefesh Ruach Neshama. And now you get one level Nefesh Ruach Neshama, and the day you're getting another, the Bechin is the end, which is higher.
The top of the mikveh does that, or Shabbos day in general?
So the mikveh helps a lot.
Helps a lot, but you do get
it. To a certain extent, yeah, but it helps a lot. But Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Eli Lapian said you can't get the extra one on Erev Shabbos without it. The Erev Shabbos mikveh, they say you can't get it without it. The morning one, you can get it without it. To a certain extent, whatever that means.